Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knox. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Heather Usry, Knoxville City Manager, about the most recent Knoxville City Council meeting.
Heather, we had a City Council meeting for Knoxville recently, and can you talk about what some of the main issues were with the council meeting?
We had Andrew Collings from the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund. He also represents the Des Moines area MPO. He provided a presentation to City Council last night in regards to the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund that Knoxville is a part of. For the past 3 years, the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund has received grants from the Iowa Finance Authority. The total amount of state and local funds has been about $670,000 investment in affordable housing projects in our region. And for the past 3 years, the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund has requested Knoxville to provide a resolution that guarantees a local match for this funding. And Knoxville has been able to do that in the previous 3 years. And so Knoxville Council also approved last night to do that for the upcoming fourth year. The only part of this, the stipulation, is if there weren't any other applicants, Knoxville would have the eligibility to be able to do a project, and we would be required to provide that local match. We have not been required to in the past. We have had several applicants through the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund for additional projects in our region, and Andrew also provided a recap of those projects that have been really great and beneficial for our region. And so going into fiscal year 2023, the funding from the state will be $513,000 with a local match of $107,000, which was approved as the resolution.
And what were a couple other issues that council talked about?
We had one storefront grant improvement that was approved last night. It is for 102 and 106 East Robinson. So actually it's one building, but two different addresses. So there was actually two applications for this. It is for the exterior of the building. The total project cost that they have, that they applied for, was $70,000 that they are planning to do new stucco, paint, doors, and windows. And so for the storefront, they received the maximum grant allocation, which is $10,000. And this was an application that rolled over. The building recently sold, and so the new owners were able to continue with that application for the improvements that they are intending to do.
And that was an uptown business, right?
Yeah, correct. That's on the corner of Robinson and First Street. And so large building. We're really excited to see them moving forward with those improvements, the exterior. And we've also had staff tour the building with them and get some of the ideas and plans that they're planning to do for the inside. So I think they have a lot of big ideas and plans for changes in that building. Be nice to see.
Yeah, it's all about beautification of the community, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A big issue of my opinion was the naming of the area that used to be East Elementary, and what was the name they came up with?
So a few years ago, Knoxville Economic Development Commission purchased this parcel, which was used to be East Elementary, and they subdivided it into 12 parcels that will be for development. There are currently two single-family homes and a duplex that are being built on there. And so the remaining south portion of this parcel, which everyone has referred to as, which was the playground from the elementary school, will remain a city park. We are intending to get that started yet this fall. There will include a half-court basketball court, trees, shrubs, a walkway through the area, as well as benches. And with the KEDC calling the development East Village, we thought it was appropriate to name the park East Park. I think residents in this area will always refer to that area as former East Elementary, so it was only fitting to keep that tradition with the East Park, and we're excited to be able to continue to have a park in that area and that side of town that will continue to service the residents in that location.
Were there some other names that were tossed around for that?
Not really. From the beginning, it's always, you know, like I said, referred to as former East Elementary, so it just stuck, and that's what we've called it from the beginning. We do have a policy that you have to go through the approval from City Council to name city locations. And so we did that last night, but there weren't really any other names that we were considering, just because from the beginning it's always been East.
Pretty easy to decide that.
Yeah.
Before the council meeting started, council held a work session. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, the item on the work session was to discuss City Hall staffing structure. We recently had a resignation from our former city clerk. And so when, you know, you have employees that have been here for quite some time, it's always a good time to kind of review and assess the duties of the positions and how it is allocated throughout the department. And if there can be anything that's streamlined, then possibly do better in the future. And so that's what we took advantage of to discuss last night. There wasn't a necessarily proposal from the beginning. It was just time to discuss that, get council's thoughts as well as staff's. We are looking to potentially convert our current administrative assistant that is part-time into full-time. This will help with the separation of duties that we have been discussing with our auditors. Just being a smaller staff, it's kind of difficult to be able to segregate all of those duties, and we wear a lot of hats here in the department, and so that will help with the city clerk, finance officer, as well as the administrative assistant. We reached out to several other communities with the same population as ours, and we found that Knoxville is highly understaffed for our administration. And so we knew that going in. It wasn't a surprise, but we think this is a great time to be able to get additional staff in City Hall and be able to help with the overall duties of our department.
And in wrapping up, there's Knoxville Leadership Academy, and when is the deadline for that?
Yeah, the deadline will be September 1st. There's an application on the city website as well as at City Hall that anyone can come in and fill out.
Thanks to Heather Essery for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKROS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.